This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Trellance, Filene, and Cutix.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Trellance, the Filene, and CU Qdex. I keep saying CUDX.
It's Qdex.
Qdex.
Okay.
Credit Union Data Exchange. All three of these organizations got together to put on this really cool conference called EDGE, which we're at right now.
Yeah.
And look who's in the studio lounge, Terry Haggio. Yes. Haggio, did I get it right?
You got it right.
Twin Star Credit Union yes. In the fine state of Washington?
Yes.
Right on. Well, welcome to the Studio Lounge. Welcome
Thank
to Edge.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here. I love this conference and the whole like concept of it. It's
I do
really
too.
Cool.
I do. I think the timing of this conference couldn't have been any better.
Yes.
So with the intersection of credit union technology and data and even the do we even mention AI? My gosh.
We can talk about AI all day.
I know, no doubt. But I want to talk about, because you spoke earlier today or
yes.
just got out of done speaking,
yes.
and it was called Cultivating Diversity for Technology. So give us a quick overview.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear some feedback from you.
I am just obsessed with diversity in tech. I think that the more diverse perspectives you bring to the conversation.
Okay, what do you mean by diversity in technology?
So diverse people working okay. in the tech space.
Gotcha.
And diversity is like the visible characteristics that you see, right? You can look around a room and notice like the diverse population or the lack of diversity. But there's things you don't see that also contribute to diversity, like are you a parent?
Mm-hmm.
Are you married?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these things that you can't see.
Right.
Are you a veteran? Like
yeah,
these
yeah.
things that play into your experience, to your background, to how you perceive the world,
mm-hmm.
and to how you think. Are you left-handed?
I am.
So that are you really?
Yes.
So that was something that I talked about at my talk, was these things that contribute to diversity and how you can innovate when you have diverse teams. If you don't have somebody left-handed mm-hmm. on a development team,
yep.
you're never going to think of, hey, let's optimize mobile banking for left-handed users.
Please.
Nope. Mahalo Banking does it. They have a toggle you can
yes,
switch for left-handed users.
I'm a big
users.
Fan of Mahalo, by
it's
the way.
It's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I love that. And if you don't have diverse teams, I would never have thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So having diverse
the amazing
teams
things you
creates
find
innovation.
Out. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So give us a couple of takeaways
sure.
from your, for those who didn't quite make it to this one,
yeah.
share with us a couple of takeaways.
So some things you can do to increase diversity, like challenges to diversity is a lot of the pipeline, right? So you can't hire people who aren't applying for your job. So how do
That's
we
true.
Create a better pipeline of diverse candidates?
Mm-hmm.
So a few things that I talked about were creating mentorship programs, helping people who want to get into tech, see somebody
mm-hmm.
in tech
mm-hmm.
that comes from a similar background as them
mm-hmm.
and help mentor them to get there. Creating internship programs
yeah.
to show people who might have this skewed vision of what a career in technology looks like. They might have just seen movies, TV shows. They think tech people are all geeks and no fun at all, which is not true.
Completely.
So having internship programs where you're showing people, hey, tech can be fun.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily what you think it is.
Yeah.
It might open their minds to a career they never thought was possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or creating pipelines from your frontline staff, right? So if you look at credit union diversity,
mm-hmm.
the front lines tend to be more diverse, right? So you've got a lot of diversity in your branch network or in your contact centers. And if you create pipelines to get those people into technology spaces,
yeah.
first of all,
yeah.
you're getting the diversity, which is great. But you're also getting people who understand your credit union,
which yeah.
is really
okay.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I think having those kinds of pipelines, so the mentorship programs, the pipelines, degree requirements is another one. Not everybody has access to a traditional four-year degree. Why do we require it for so many jobs that you don't necessarily need it for?
True.
Like, I know so many brilliant people that don't have traditional four-year degrees.
I do too, yeah.
And so I think we all do.
Yeah.
So I think that by doing some of those things, whether you're like changing how you're hiring or looking at ways that you can leverage your internal talent,
mm-hmm.
that can really help increase diversity.
How has it helped your credit union in this? I mean, can you give an example how it's helped you guys at Twin Star?
I think we do a really good job of recruiting, I don't want to say stealing from our front lines. But giving those opportunities from the frontline teams, because I think if you don't necessarily have a technical background, you can teach technical skills. but you need to have that personality that gets you there, right? That's the key. That's the component. You have to think like a credit union person. I think when you have technologists that think like a credit union person, you're going to get so much benefit when you're creating technology solutions and when you're serving the front lines. So if you get somebody from the front line into IT, then they understand those challenges of the frontline staff. They're better able to serve your staff. If you get them into, you know, a development area, they're better able to serve the members because they know what the member challenges are. So you get all that stuff. So we give lots of opportunities for our internal candidates.
Well, and that's, yeah, that's why you guys are such a huge success that you are today. So, yeah. So what's the big, I mean, what's the big, I guess, goal, or what's the big message that you wanted to leave people with in your session today to help them, to get them to act? Because I'm all about, we can talk about this stuff really great, and we're kind of preaching to the choir, our own audience, if you will, but how do we get people to act? That's kind of my message when I'm up on stage, like, all right, this is great, but how do we get people to act?
You have to be intentional.
Okay.
It can't be something that you just let happen, like, oh, I want more diversity. I will hire more diversity.
Magically it'll happen.
Right? And, you know, you hear that struggle where leaders, really great leaders, just think, well, this is the resumes I was given. Like, I would love to hire more diverse candidates, but I just don't see them. You have to be intentional. You have to post jobs where the people you're trying to attract are spending their time.
Right.
If you're just posting on the generic websites, you're not going to attract.
So instead of them coming to you, you're going to have to go to them, right? Where they are.
Show them that this is something that's important, because that ties into the inclusion piece of it as well.
Yeah.
If you post it on, say, a woman in tech forum, if I see a job posted there, I know that's something that's important to that organization. Yeah. So I'm more likely to apply for that job than if I see a generic posting on LinkedIn or Indeed or Dice or whatever, you know, the job sites are.
Gotcha.
Monster.com, is that still a thing?
Is that still a thing? I have no idea.
I've been looking for a job for a while.
I haven't been on a job site in a long time, so I don't know.
Monster, but it has to be intentional. Yeah. That's the bottom line. Is you have to, whether it's tying executive compensation to diversity targets, like, depends on how serious your credit union wants to get about it. IBM did that, and that's what really helped propel them.
Really?
To be, and they did that back in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Before it was cool.
Now it's really cool. Yeah, I mean, kind of proof in the pudding type thing. Hey, go see where it's worked, and then kind of bring it into your organization.
Exactly.
Put your spin on it. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Terry. Well, anything else to add to wrap up here before I let you get going here?
No, I just think it's so critical to have diverse teams to build those left-handed websites, to think like how our because our memberships are diverse, and you want your teams to reflect the diversity of your members that you're serving and your internal customers that you're serving, so that you're creating products and services that are innovative and solve the problems that they're actually having, that understand the challenges that they have from personal experience.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
No-brainer at all. So you just gotta act on this stuff. All right.
Yes.
All right, Terry. Well, thank you so much again for hanging out for a few minutes. Congrats on a successful talk in the other room, and I look forward to many more chats down the line. Good
job. Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Terry Haggio from Twin Star Credit Union, the great state of Washington. Well done.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Trellix, Filene, and Cutix.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.